My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we discuss if there's any human compassion between Davin and his scammer, Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
I go, does your family make you happy? She goes, yes, they do.
Morgan says she probably has about three computers on with six screens at once.
No, Morgan, if you've been in this in the beginning, I'm very time-consuming. You never know when I'm going to have suicide or drinking problems or writing porn. You really need your A-game if you're dealing with fake Davin.
She doesn't seem to be that upset about those things.
Well, it's hard to... Whoa.
Belinda.
Right, but it's hard to... these are words. It's hard to convey real feelings. Mm-hmm. But it is a departure from the cold and distance that we feel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is definitely a little bit more real, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I ask her if her family makes her happy. She goes, yes, they do. I guess some good things in your life. She goes, yes, I guess. I go, does what we have make you happy? Honestly.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Let's say that you had a gig you were supposed to do a week.
Okay.
And you lost the week, okay?
Yeah.
And she winds up, getting you a couple of minutes later. Hey, Davin, how you doing? I'm kind of down in the dumps. And, well, why? Well, sometimes you have things planned in life and they don't necessarily work out the way you want. And you have to figure out where to go from there. You're kind of bringing in something being your bullshit self with her, but you're letting something that happened to you kind of influence you're saying back.
I'm having a real conversation with her.
Mm-hmm.
I am. Because I told you guys, I'm into this person. There are moments where I really like talking with this person.
Yeah.
And where I really do feel there is a connection. For all the nonsense. Mm-hmm. Through all of it and all the doubts.
And she probably has the same thing with you for the simple reason. Everything in her dull shit existence, you're the one thing that's actually different and unique.
But yeah, but there's that. And you got to remember, this is February. We started talking in July. We have spent hours and hours and hours talking with each other, presumably.
Yeah.
Presumably, but don't forget, they're horrible, lying people.
So you still don't think she's into me?
I still don't think she's into you. I've seen the videos of these people. They're godless, they're soulless, and they're
This isn't the normal blowing the kisses, I need you type of thing, though.
No, she was never really that much like that. Like, no. Morgan says, in response to what I said to you, when you were going through really tremendous problems. You're like an alcoholic. You're blowing the TV out. And she says, yeah, no emotion at all.
That's not true. When I was suicidal, watching the football game.
Is that game?
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Exactly. When I was suicidal, I mean, that was many months ago, she didn't leave me for a long time that day. She was kind of concerned.
Mm-hmm.
She was, that kind of spooked her.
I didn't really remember that.
Yeah, we spent the whole day together, me watching football, eating Chinese food, and
feeling suicidal.
That was the end one where it ended, where I shot my television.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But she spent, that was kind of like a change of an emotion. Remember where she was getting confused with the different names that we had talked to? I'm like, well, why don't you check your file on that and everything?
Yeah.
I was calling her on BS and everything, because this is when we started Richard Eldorado's relationship, and who was he dating? Was it Mavis? Was it this one? Was it that one?
Mm-hmm.
But I could have been sold since then.
Right,
I could have been.
Right,
we don't know. So as to our relationship, she goes, of course it does. It makes me really happy. I go, okay. She goes, LOL, you just stole my line. Because she always says, okay.
Oh.
I go, hee hee. She smiles.
I go, hee hee.
Aha, aha, ho ho, hee hee. I go, I wish we had met at a different time or a different way. And you know what? That's true. I do wish that I just happened to meet this random person chatting on Facebook and not her being some scammer bitch. I do wish, because there's...
You just told me she wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. But now if she is, and now if she's changed, I got a real problem.
Yeah.
Now, because then I might feel bad. But on the other hand, she still has not come clean about the guy feeding her lines.
But you haven't asked that question
yet. Not yet, but I've repeatedly asked her, have you told me everything? And as you know, Pip Helix, when somebody asks, is there anything else you want to tell? You might want to tell.
Belinda, how do you feel about Mighty Dog?
Probably an upgrade.
Probably.
I've given her ample opportunity.
I hope she has a bucket.
I hope so, too. Probably paid for by some Westerner.
And made out of bamboo.
Exactly. It's not in China,
it's
stupid.
A bamboo bucket.
So I go, so what would your dream date be? She goes, I go, she goes, dinner at the beach in the bright light of the moon. I go, romantic. What would the food be? She goes, fruits like grapes, apples, berries with some chocolate and wine. I go, you love those grapes, LOL. Because remember when she talked about feeding each other grapes?
Yeah. She's really into them.
She goes, yes, I do. I go, what do you like to do for fun? She goes, listen to music, hang out with family or friends, or take a stroll at the beach.
And stomp grapes.
Exactly. I go, who are your favorite musicians? She goes, I like Nicki Minaj and Rihanna.
She says?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I get music there.
Yeah.
Stupid me.
Not all Tom-Toms all right. Hey, get a soda. Grape soda.
Yeah, why don't you just announce that into the microphone?
Where is it?
I don't know. Anybody out there knows, let us know.
No, we move on. I got fish sauce if you want. All right. Can we continue with the show, kids? She's pointing like a good dog. She's a pointed dog.
Who's a good girl?
Good girl. Good girl.
So I ask her what she likes to do for fun. I ask her about the music. So I ask her what she thinks of the Rihanna and Chris Brown, because this is right after he beat her again, and they're together again.
Oh, yeah.
They're together again. They had just gotten back together again. I'm sorry. She goes, I think they are meant to be together. I go, he beat her up. She goes, that's extremely bad. He is sorry and apologized, but they still love each other. I go, you're extremely forgiving. Does that mean I can smack you around once in a while and say sorry?
Yeah, I'm wondering.
And I give a winky face. I go, did you know he hit her, or did you Google that? She goes, saw it on the news. I go, so I can smack you around once in a while and you'll forgive me? She goes, if it's not intentional and you mean no harm and you apologize, I will forgive you.
What a girl. Holy smokes. Whoa.
And now I'm really into her because we have something in common.
You know, you could beat, beat the hell out of her.
She could take a punch.
That is a girl.
I go, if I beat you up, how could I mean no harm? I go, damn, these girls are loud. She goes, some people.
I just realized. It's like, in the background.
She goes, some people do things.
Oh, right? I just collapsed. Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm like, what girls is he talking about? And I realized he's still got porn going on behind him. Oh, yes.
It was getting real heavy.
It's so gigantic.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.